I would like to introduce Chess Master Vishwanathan Anand. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. What a great moment of pride this is. Apart from the players, you know, I want to straight away ask you this very important question. And players who invest in themselves, how exactly, sir, can the nation and its institutions invest to build a sporting temperament in this country?
Well, the situation has improved. First of all, regularly, if you compare now with 30 years ago, the amounts approved for the sports ministry and for sports schemes are much higher. The monetary rewards are higher, though this tends to be after the thing. So it's an incentive rather than support. And if you look at the number of organizations, I mean, I'm very proud that I'm on the board of Olympic Gold Quest. Okay. And we have supported every one of the medalists. Obviously, for the hockey team, you have to give full credit to the Odisha government. There is a sports ministry scheme called the TOP scheme. So there's a more and more coordination between different people who are all trying to achieve the same goals. I mean, you have private foundations trying to do this. You have the government trying to do it. Then, of course, you have the federation sponsors. And more, I feel the cooperation is improving. We've got a long way to go, but step by step, I think everything is aligning nicely, and this is what we have to build on.
That's true. You know, Mr. Vishwanathan Anand, as you just mentioned that you're part of the board of the Olympic Gold Quest. Would you like to tell us what more are you planning in terms of the areas of improvement? I mean, these are things that have already been done, but what more from here on?
Okay, so with Olympic Gold Quest, what we do is we look at the most likely areas of success, and then we try to focus on that. What the government can do is make it possible and much easier for people in every part of India, whether it's a village or a town or a city, to have access to sporting facilities and the ability to simply play. I mean, leaving aside the Olympics and medals, it's simply a sporting culture is simply the habit of going out and enjoying some game and having this as a regular thing in your life. From that, the rest will come. Like I said, at the top end, our efforts are getting more specific and sophisticated. But now we have to have this broad-based culture of sports. And for that, you need good facilities everywhere so that people can play. And as citizens, we should just think that our child should play a few sports, should try a couple of sports, and just be part of the joy of sports.
True. So what about the sport? I mean, you mentioned the format that you follow at the Olympic Gold Quest where the likelihood of winning a medal is the priority. But what about the sport where we have talent, but the inability to harness the potential? And for want of this, some sports may be seen as less likely to win medals, though we have the talent.
Look, our own experiences, there are, even if a sport isn't popular everywhere, there are regions. You know, you now associate Punjab with hockey. You associate Haryana with wrestling. You know, like that, there are regional areas of strength in some discipline or sport where it's cultural almost. We just keep working as more and more people support, corporate support comes in. The funds have become available. The sportsmen start training and trying to improve. And then they motivate each other as well. I mean, 20 years ago, people felt that if you went to the Olympics, that was an accomplishment. Now they come back quite disappointed if they haven't won a medal. So, you know, the ambition level also has to go up. Your aspiration has to go up. And this is a gradual process, but it's changed so much in the last 10 to 15 years that I feel at least we are on the
right path. Mr. Anand, do you feel that more governments like the Odisha government must come out and sponsor teams or become partners, and only this will end an appalling sports literacy rate in this country, where more and more people, first of all, they will see investment and then they will see interest in sports, as it will be considered a lucrative proposition?
Look, there's a kind of ecosystem which has to develop. You need the first people in a state to play the game. Then they pass on their expertise to more people, and so it multiplies. But I believe the governments, what they should do is create, maintain facilities, make sure that it's easily accessible. So this, I don't know if you put it in the general category of infrastructure, because it's not really about having a stadium or a facility. You need to have the transport links. There's maintenance. You need the support staff to be supported. There are a lot of links that go into this. But as you create these facilities and the enthusiasm is there, then they both drive each other. The community benefits from the facilities, and because of the facilities, they do better. They inspire more people to take part, and so they go. Probably this is the most important thing governments can do, is just make it easy to use very good facilities to practice the sport.
My final question, sir, any two or three things, according to you, off the top of your mind, where we can improve our medal tally in the next game for 2024?
I feel there are things you have to do, and you have to believe that they are the right thing, even if they don't result in the medal right away. So, if you do the positive steps, then eventually the result comes in. Most of the things I mentioned already, support for athletes at various stages and various levels, creating a culture of sports in the country, sort of steady pipeline of people participating in the game, because that also pushes the top up. It's just like a pyramid. The more people who come in, the pyramid goes, top goes higher and higher.
And more talent we'll get.
The important thing is that everybody coordinates, because we all have, experts, people have certain kind of expertise. Corporates have certain methods that can be brought to bear. The government and the federation have certain areas. And so this culture of cooperation and eliminating repetitive stuff, that's very healthy. And that we each consult each other and support the athletes.
Right. Thank you so much, Mr. Vishwanathan Anand, for joining us right here on this broadcast. Well, as far as governments are concerned, there is great importance for you to be a partner and a facilitator like the Odisha government. And as far as the corporate sector is concerned, beyond this celebration that we are having right now, it is very clear that there is an ROI, or a return on investment, in sport. Because if you invest, you will get back those returns. The Odisha model is just the proof of exactly that. Good night and goodbye.